Welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe for free always at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, on with the show. Okay, this is my review of a gory film called Little Necro Red. And I was sent this film to review it, and I must say, after watching it, I found myself asking, what in the hell did I just see? Now, for some people, that might be an exciting conclusion. For me, it was a little bit puzzling. The synopsis is, Angela's daughter, Annie, aka Little Red, mysteriously disappeared, but the police never found her body. While the mother begins to shed light on the mystery, a religious cult ruled by a matriarch known as the Grandmother is leaving a trail of blood and carnage in its wake. The further the mother delves into madness, the deeper the doubt burrows into her mind. Is Annie alive? This is the most gory and twisted slasher you have ever seen, and it is not a fairy tale. I think up to now, one of the most brutal and gory films I've ever seen is a film called Baskin. It's a film that has a plot, of course, but the plot is secondary to the gore. And it's almost like the director decided, let's make a film that is so taboo and so gross, and let's pluck people's eyes out with spoons and things like that, and cut off their genitals and things like that, that a plot is almost secondary. It doesn't even really need to be considered. But I must say that I liked Baskin. It was actually a creepy film. It had an interesting plot, although it was simple. And it brought out some interesting ideas. I did find it a little bit hard to believe as far as credibility of the plot and the story, because it's hard to believe that a cult like that would kill people would just be in some cave that people randomly went to after their car crashed. But hey, that's what fantasy's about, and that's what horror thriller drama is about. But don't forget gore. If you're into gore and extreme cinema, you likely know the film I'm talking about. It does a great job taking its viewer down a dark path into a cave and ultimately into a human sacrifice cult. This takes place after an honest accident leaves the main characters stranded. That used to be the most graphic movie that I'd ever seen. Well, now it's been replaced with this one, Little Necro Red. This Italian movie pulls out all the stops and declares itself a noir film of some sort. I would say it's a gore noir, but thriller or mystery noir will fit just as well. In a similar way that Baskin does, this film has people chained up against rock walls. The killers in both movies visit exquisite torture against the naked souls until they run out of fake blood, or I assume whether the director decides it's a take or not. There are a lot of these moments. Little Red is an interesting character, but I like her mom better. She loses it when the high school janitor's head is decorating the wall behind her. She starts screaming in a Godfather-type accent. For a B-horror movie that's over the top, that is some pretty good acting. Most of the effects are practical. It was done on a 150,000 euros budget. It was done with physical props and latex. Other scenes are done with CGI, although there's not many of them. An example is when the janitor is stabbing a woman on the side of her face. It looks fake, but it's highly shocking, and in fact, this scene is what got me curious to see how this film was made. The directors are Giulio De Santi and Tiziana Macella. They are the gore writing team to watch. In talking to many people through the years about horror, I have found this subgenre to be less popular with the masses. However, it does have its diehard fans. It's really hard to follow this story. I think they possibly created some people, some characters. I started to say creature, but they are human. And they worked real hard at the costumery and the latex and the decorations, and then they sort of wrote the plot to accommodate these characters they created, which is not a very good way, I don't think, to write a movie. It's almost like writing it as you go, and that showed. There were too many stories going on, and it was really hard to keep track of them all. Again, the plot was very hard for me to understand. I mostly watched it for the wow of how they did it, the effects, I mean. From stabbing a woman repeatedly in the skull to chopping arms off, carte blanche, it is sick and messed up film. For those that like it, I do recommend Baskin. It's not as violent, but it has probably way less gore, but it does have lots of gore. That tells you how much is in Little Necro Red. There's many scenes where you have two hands of the killer pushing together the skull and just smashing the skull. It's done okay, but it's not really believable. Maybe they needed more of a budget, I'm not quite sure. But I have a feeling the people that like these films, which I did a lot of searches and I really couldn't find a whole lot of reviews of this film. I think I found two. So it's pretty new. You can find stuff about Giuliano De Santo's stuff from other films, but most of the people that write anything about this film are saying that it is his best. So for some reason, I'm not like all excited to go out and see the past films that he's done. He's born in 1986, so he's a rather young chap. Let no one look down on your youthfulness. I'm sure that he will produce some awesome stuff in his lifetime. And I respect the fact that he's just totally zoned in on this gore idea. And his films do have that gore element all throughout. And it's funny. I mean, if you're going to get a bunch of people together and just, you know, be grossed out, it would be a great party film to put on. But as far as just sitting down and watching a horror film you hope to get creeped out by, it doesn't really have a lot of those elements. So obviously, you've probably heard me say in the past that I love the creepiness. There's not a whole lot of creepiness in this. So it's not one that I really love. Gore is an interesting subgenre to me. I think of the human centipede and other like tropes. Besides being interesting, though, it does very little for me. I tolerate it in horror, gore that is, but that's not my favorite thing to notice. I prefer the creepy colors, music, and ambiance. Thanatomorphos is another film I would recommend if you like gore. A young woman's skin begins to rot and fall off. Little Necro Red is a study in crushing skulls and slicing open appendages. It looks like a college assignment in film school. Unfortunately, they gave it no mellow, relatable relationships or vengeance factors. It never stops. While that was refreshing, it still fell short of what a 10 out of 10 horror film should be. If you've watched it and care to discuss it, leave your comment questions in the comments. It seems NecroStorm, Giuliani's company, and these gory directors will continue making films. I would say I'm excited to see the future of this art form, but I've already benefited by it, and I do not plan to see the sequels. I'd like to learn more about the directors and what makes them tick. They are quite young, with Giulio being born in 1984. I believe I said 1986. Yeah, it looks like it's 1984. So he's a little older than we thought, but not much. Will he graduate from his blood and intestine fetish? Time will tell. His knack for visuals was spot on, but the plot was not explained well in dialogue or visuals. If you're looking for something different and extremely bloody, gallons of blood in fact, this is for you. As for me, it was an interesting film, but I give it a 6 out of 10. thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.